请弟兄姊妹翻到出埃及记
，Brothers and sisters,
二十五章。
Turn our Bible to Exodus chapter 25.
出埃及记，二十五章。
Exodus chapter 25.
你从读第一节，第二节。
We will read verses 1 and 2.
啊，第八节、第九节。
And verses 8 and 9.
耶和华晓谕摩西说：“你告诉以色列人，当为我送礼物来，凡甘心乐意的，你们就可以收下归我。”
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel that they bring me an offering. From everyone who gives it willingly with his heart, you shall take my offering."
第八节，又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。制造帐幕和其中一切器具都要照我所指示你的样式。
Verse 8, And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show you, that is the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all its furnishings, just so you shall make it.
我们翻到罗马书第十二章。
And Romans, chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第二节，第一到第三节。
Verses 1-3.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，当将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that which is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
我凭着所赐我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过所当看的，要照着神所分给个人的信心大小，看得合乎中道。
For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith.
我们再读第四节。正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。
Verse 4, For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function.
底下就讲到按着个人所得恩赐呢，在这个身体面彼此配搭服侍。
And then Paul continues to say that according to the gifts that you received, we should coordinate with one another to minister each other.
请低头再有点祷告。
Your head bow, please. We'll have a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你在你复活早晨，蒙恩的儿女一同聚在你的跟前。
Lord, we thank you that in your day of resurrection on the Sunday that all your children are gathered before you.
因为这是你的日子，叫我们能够一同聚在复活主的名下，更多来敬拜来侍奉你。
Because this is your risen day, this is your day that all of us can be gathered together before you to serve, to worship you.
因此，当我们来到你面前的时候，我们求你这次再次借宝血来覆庇我们。
Therefore, as we come before you, O Lord, do cleanse us, cover us with your precious blood.
甚至让我们在这里所听所看的都是主自己。
So that what we hear, what we see here is the Lord yourself.
借着你的话再次显明你的心意。
Oh, through your word, reveal your heart to us again.
让我们真实能够真实认识你，知道今天你在教会当中所要做成的工作。
So we will really know you and remember the work that you want to accomplish in the church.
好，叫我们自己愿意把自己和众肢体一同交托在你的手中。
So that we will be willing to commit ourselves and all the members of the body into your hands.
愿你的旨意能够成就在你的教会的当中。
Oh, may your will be done in your church.
叫你的心意能够通达在这个地上。
So that your heart, your will be carried on earth.
叫你的心得到满足。
So that your heart will be satisfied.
叫你的教会得到更多的恩典。
And then your church will receive more of your grace.
我们愿等候在你面前，你施恩，听我们祷告。
Oh Lord, we're waiting on you for your grace. Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
In the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
早晨呢，愿和弟兄姊妹继续来看教会的建造。
This morning, I would like to continue to fellowship you on the building up of the church.
当我上次讲到从会幕里面来看今天新约教会的建造的时候
，Last time, as I share with you in view of the building of the tabernacle to see how today's church should be built up.
我觉得还是有一些话需要和弟兄姊妹继续交通。
I feel some of the unsaid word which I need to continue to share with you.
我们上次提到说，当以色列百姓来到西乃山底下的时候
，Last time we mentioned that when the Israelites came to the feet of the Mount Sinai,
神在那里晓谕摩西
，God told Moses,
要以色列百姓为他造圣所，可以让神住在他们中间
，that all the Israelites should build a sanctuary tabernacle, said all that he could live among them.
神借着他所说的话。把那个会幕的样式启示给摩西。
And God revealed the pattern of the tabernacle through His spoken word.
我们说神所说出来的话，那就是会幕建造的一个蓝图。
So we say that every spoken word of God is the very blueprint of this tabernacle.
我们知道要盖一个房子，必须要根据那个蓝图所说的话所指示的。
When we build a house, we do it according to what the instructions of the blueprint say.
所以当摩西根据神所说指示那些话把会幕建造起来的时候
So when Moses according to all the spoken word of God and he built the tabernacle
到出埃及记末了的时候圣经一在那里说
At the end of the Exodus the Bible repeatedly tells us
是照着耶和华所吩咐摩西的
That this is all done according to that God has commanded Moses.
是照着耶和华所吩咐摩西的。
According to all the commandments that God has commanded Moses.
因着会幕乃是根据神所启示出来的话所造成的。
And it's all done according to the spoken word revealed to Moses.
是神所要的那个会幕。
That's exactly the kind of tabernacle God wanted.
所以我们看见在那里神的荣光神的云彩才充满在会幕里面。
And there we see God's glory, God's cloud filled the whole tabernacle.
所以我们看见会幕的建造蓝图是一个非常重要的。
So we know that the blueprint of the tabernacle is extremely important.
我们说到蓝图就是神启示出来的那个话语。
We know that the blueprint is actually the word that God has revealed.
所以当摩西在那里建造的时候他是完全根据神的话不增加也不减少
So as Moses was building the tabernacle it's done totally according to God's word nothing more, nothing less
我们说到这个会幕的建造不过是预表今天教会的建造
And we also mentioned that the building of the tabernacle is simply a type of building of the church
今天我们常说建造教会建造教会
Now today we say so much about building up a church
那么怎么建造教会呢
Now, How exactly do we
build it up? 我们必须有一幅的蓝图
We have to have this blueprint
做我们的建造的一个根据
As the very foundation on which we build
乃是神的话
And this is God's word
所以一个人若是不明白神的话
So if a person does not understand God's word
或是说没有准确领会神的话
Or to say he does not accurately receive God's word
人可以在那边建造教会
Then he could build a church
人可以在那边好像在服侍神
It could be that he seems to be serving
但他所建造出来所服侍出来结果却不是神所要的
But the outcome of that building up is not something that God wants
对不起 我想到刚到纽泽西来的时候
Excuse me for saying this, that when I recall when I first came to New Jersey,
我记得那时候徐还在的时候。
I remember that's the time when Brother Xu was still there.
徐弟兄邀请了一些许多教会弟兄姊妹到他家有一次的聚集。
And Brother Robert Xu invited many brothers, and coming to his house for a meeting.
因为我是刚到这里来，对环境、对很多事情都不熟悉。
Because I just arrived in New Jersey, so I didn't know much about everything.
也不知道那个聚会目的是什么。
And I didn't know what the purpose was about.
后来我才知道，原来是他盼望借这些各地的弟兄一些比较服侍的弟兄姊妹们聚在一起的，交通一些教会的服侍。
Now later on, I realized that our brother.Just wanted to gather all the brothers who were involved in different ministries together so they could have some fellowship.
我记得徐弟兄讲了一句好像比较重的话。
And I remember Brother Xu said something that had quite a weight.
我们知道徐弟兄他是一个很直的一个人。
We know our brother Xu was a very straightforward person.
他有什么话他就直接讲出来。
He said whatever is in his heart.
他说若是在我们当中若是弟兄姊妹你没有好读神的话你在这里不要开口讲话。
And he told us that if any of us here doesn't study God's word carefully, don't even dare to speak.
意思就是说你若是没有好读神的话你在这里只能听而已。
And he is saying that if you do not study God's word carefully, then you can only sit here and listen.
虽然这句话是很重的话,
although this is a word that says quite heavy,
但是这句话却是一个真实的话。
But however, this is something very true.
这是一个服事的一个原则。
This is a very principle of service.
若是一个人没有好在那里寻求神的话,他怎么能够按着神意,心意在服事神呢?
If a person does not seek thoroughly of God's word, how can he possibly serve God?
若是一个人没有一副清楚的蓝图,他怎么知道来根据神的心意在服事神呢?
If a person doesn't have this blueprint very clear in his heart, how can he know how to build up the church?
我想今天很多刚到我们当中的弟兄姊妹或说朋友们
Now today many brothers and sisters, old friends that they just joined us,
他们觉得好像在我们聚会里面有一些所谓基督教的许多节气我们都没有。
They might feel that we do not hold many of the festivals among the Christianities.
可能他们都不太明白为什么我们都没有这些活动呢?
And they probably don't understand much that why is that we do not have all these activities.
因为我们知道这不是圣经给我们的启示不是蓝图里面的指示。
Because we know that this is not being revealed in the Bible, this is not instruction of the blueprint.
因为神没有说了这些事情。
Because God has never said any of those.
人可以凭着他自己的热心好像在付许多代价在那服侍神。
We could serve our God with this much zeal by all this effort.
但是他是不是根据神所启示出来的话有根据的在服侍神呢?
But are we serving God according to the revealed God's word to serve him?
所以弟兄姊妹我们盼望我们有一个好的一个建造一个服侍我们必须熟悉神的话。
So brothers and sisters, for us to have a good service, for us to really build up the church, we have to know God's word carefully and thoroughly.
因为神的话就是教会建造的一个蓝图。
Because God's word is the very blueprint to build up the church.
我们说到这个蓝图就是也是指的主耶稣基督自己来说的。
We also mentioned that the blueprint speaks of the Lord Jesus himself.
因为基督就是神的话。
Because Christ is the word of God.
所以我们看见教会所建造最终的结果就是要像基督自己。
So the final outcome of building of the church is to be Christ-like.
所以罗马书保罗告诉我们说我们这些神所招来的人。
So in the book of Romans that we read that
要把磨成他儿子的形象
those who are called are to be conformed into the image of his son
以弗所书第四章告诉我们说神赐各种恩赐给教会
Ephesians 4 we also read that God gives all kinds of gifts to the church
要成全圣徒各尽其职
for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry
要建立基督的身体就是教会
to build up the body of Christ which is the church
最后教会要长大成人满有基督长成身量
and eventually the church will grow to a perfect man and attaining to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ
因为这就是教会的蓝图
and this is the blueprint of the church
就是教会最终所要带出来一个结果
and this is the ultimate outcome of a church
神所要得着教会最终乃是一个荣耀的教会
What God wants to have in the church is a glorious one.
而教会最终能够成为荣耀教会，让神的荣耀充满在里面，住在其中。
So that God can indwell in her, and God's glory can fill it up.
必须完全照着神所指示的，神所说出来的话再来建造。
So all the church's building up has to be based upon God's revealed word.
基督就是教会的蓝图。
Therefore, Christ is the blueprint of the church.
因为主耶稣基督就是神永远的心意。
Because Christ Jesus is the God's eternal purpose.
他是教会的一个样本。
And he is the very pattern of the church.
今天教会在地上服事建造的时候，完全是根据基督自己。
Today, as the church serves and builds herself up on earth, it's totally based upon Christ.
怎么样根据呢？
No. What is this basis?
一方面的确有写出来的神的话语。
On the one hand, we have the written word of God. On the other hand, it is because the indwelling Christ in us. This Lord of life is in us. So therefore, as we serve, we do it according to the leading of this life. Not according to the needs of man or the outward circumstances. Instead, it is the Lord's life, the Lord's peace, that are leading us forward. Therefore, let's see that first, to build up the church, we need to have this distinctive blueprint. Now, the second very crucial element of building of the church is the material.
若是没有材料的话，神有一个非常荣耀的心意，也就没办法成全。
If he doesn't have the material, even with all this glorious design in his heart, he cannot finish it. And he cannot dwell in the midst of man. And his will cannot be done among his children.
所以需要有材料才能建造会幕。
Therefore, we need the material to build up the church.
所以我们看见当神站在其上坏的时候，他就要求以色列百姓。 献上礼物，就是把会幕所需要材料送到神的面前来。Therefore,
as God commanded the children of Israel, He told them to bring in the material to build up the tabernacle.
所以我们看见会幕的建造，一方面有神的启示，一方面需要人的配合。Therefore,
we see for the tabernacle to be built, on the one hand, it needs God's revelation; on the other hand, it needs man's cooperation.
这样神的旨意才能够成全。So
that God's will be done.
所以我们看见废木的材料是一个非常重要的一个因素。
Therefore, we see it here that material for the tabernacle is extremely important.
所以当神在那要启示废木的建造的时候，我们看见头一件事情，他乃是提到奉献礼物。
Therefore, as God is revealing the building of the tabernacle, the very first thing is to consecrate.
然后底下才讲到建造废木。
And then he continues on to build the tabernacle.
所以当一个人在那里能够明白神心意的时候呢，知道神要住在人的中间，人就在那里会有奉献。Now
after we understand God's heart, after we know that He wants to dwell among us, then we will have this heart of offering.
一个人若是真是认识神的心意，他必会有一个非常好的一个奉献。
A person who really knows God's heart will definitely have good consecration.
我们看以色列他们建造会幕这件事情，他们因着明白神的心意，所以他们乐意把他们财物奉献给神。For
the Israelites, because they know God's heart, so that they willingly offer everything to God.
他们看见神那个永远的心意。
They have seen God's eternal purpose and they have seen the work that God wants to do. Therefore, outwardly, they have this action to match up.
所以这个就是我们新约来说也是这样，一个人若是真是看见神永远的心意。
In view of our New Testament, after a person sees God's eternal heart,
他必会有一个非常美的一个奉献。
Then he would definitely have this beautiful consecration.
所以我们看见一个人若是真是看见那个属灵的事物有多真实，
If a person truly sees how real the spiritual matters are,
他在这个奉献的事情上一定是非常美丽的。
Then on the matter of consecration, he would do it wonderfully.
所以有人告诉我们说， 财务奉献就是对人对属灵真实认识的一个试金石。
Therefore, some people say that financial offering could be viewed as an acid test to this real spiritual consecration. Because the spiritual things are not visible to our naked eyes. So to many people, all these things are not real. But financial offering is something that you can see with your eyes. It's so real to our flesh.
所以我们看见，当一个人若是眼睛被打开，看见那个真实的事物是什么？
So if a person's eyes are being opened and he can actually see what are the real things,
他在财务上奉献一定知道该如何行。
then he would definitely know what he should do in view of this financial offering.
所以从财富奉献上也可以看见一个人真正属灵的真实情形是怎么样。
So we can really say that from your financial offering, we could really see what your spirituality is.
当然外面财务奉献了多少不一定说明这个人对属灵有真认识。
Of course, it's not a quantity of the financial offering that determines the inside of your spirituality.
可能有的人奉献不过是出一种宗教热忱。
Maybe some people do offer financially out of the religious fervor.
或是有其他的原因。
Or some other reasons.
但是若是一个人真是有一个属灵认识，真是对神的心意认识的话。
But if, say, a person really knows God's heart, really has this spiritual understanding,
他在财务上的奉献一定是非常好的。
Then his financial offering must be accordingly wonderful.
我们常常提到那个穷寡妇的奉献。
We often mention that the poor widow's offering.
我们说神是看内心的，看那个穷寡妇她所献上不过是两个小钱。
We see that God sees a person's heart, that poor widow only offers 2 mites.
主为什么称赞他呢？
Then why does the Lord praise her?
主说他是自己不足，把一切养生都投上了。
And the Lord said that she doesn't have enough, but out of her livelihood, she gave it all.
主说这是一个大钱。
And the Lord said this is a great amount of money.
对这个穷寡妇来说是极其大的一个分量。
Because for this widow, it carries much weight.
因为他这个两个小钱可能代表他的所有。
Because these 2 copper coins represent all she had.
可能代表他大部分的财物。
Or at least represents the majority of her wealth.
所以对穷寡妇来说是非常重要的。
So for this poor widow, it's extremely
important. 对他来说实在是个极其大的一个钱。
To her, this is a great amount of money.
但是对主耶稣来说，主耶稣说也是一个大钱。
Likewise, the same to our Lord Jesus.
不仅对穷寡妇是大钱，对主耶稣也是个大钱。
So it's not only a big amount of money to the poor widow, but also to our Lord.
在穷寡妇心中非常有分量，在主耶稣的心中也是极其有分量的。
It carries much weight in this poor widow's heart, and it carries the same weight in our Lord's heart.
虽然是小小两个小钱。
Or although it's just a 2 copper coins.
但是说明他里面对神那个看重。
It shows how much she treasured God in her heart.
她看见圣殿的需要。
And she actually saw the need of the tabernacle.
不像那些财主。
Not like all those wealthy people.
圣经告诉我们说他们头上了若干钱。
The Bible tells us that they did put in certain amount of money.
这个若干的这种翻成 much, 就是非常多的钱。
It tells us much money they put in.
但是主耶稣却说他们是有余的。是他们把他有余的剩下的头上的。
But the Lord Jesus says they give out of the abundance of what they have.
在人来看好像是大钱。
Well, to man it seems this money is very big.
但是对这个对那些财主来说不过是小钱，是一个零头而已。
Now to those wealthy people, they're just changes a little amount.
一点分量都没有。
Carries no weight at all.
对他来说算不得什么。
It's really nothing to them.
或是说他先用在他自己的身上，用完了有剩下，他才放在圣殿的库里面。
Maybe this is the money left over of the money which they use on their own already, and then they put it into the treasury.
若是没有剩下的话
，If nothing's left,
他就不会投在圣殿的库里。
They probably won't put it into the treasury of the sanctuary.
所以神为什么主不称赞那些财主呢
？And why is that the Lord did not praise the wealthy people?
因为那些大钱，那些钱呢，在财主他们的所有里面分量是极其小的。
Because it only carries a very small proportion in these wealthy people's money.
比例是非常小的。
The proportion is really small.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在财务上奉献，我们要看见到底我们所奉献的在我们比例上有多少。
So brothers and sisters, let's examine ourselves. What is the proportion of your financial offering?
是多余的，是剩下的，算不得什么了。
Is it something surplus?Is it something left? Is it something not important?
还是非常分量有重，分量非常大的。
Is it something that carries much weight?
主看见人的心是怎么样？
Because the Lord sees all our hearts.
主知道人心所看重的是神永远的心意，还是地上的财物？
And the Lord knows that what our heart treasures, is it His eternal purpose, or is it the worldly affairs?
人是盼望神永远的旨意能够成就在神的教会当中。
Are we hoping that God's eternal will be done in the church?
还是只看重肉身上的一些需要而已？
Or are we only emphasizing all the our earthly needs?
所以我们看见当神在那里吩咐他们建造会幕的时候，头一件事情乃是要求以色列百姓要有奉献。
Therefore, as we see God commanded all the Israelites to make an offering, the first thing is to offer something, material things, consecration or their
selves. 我们说到旧约废墓的材料呢，是预表到今天我们这些新约教会蒙恩的儿女。
And we also speak of the fact that all the material is a type of all of us who are saved today in the New Testament.
因为教会建造是个属灵的
，because the building of the church is spiritual。
材料乃是我们这些蒙恩得救的儿女。
All the material is us who are being saved by grace。
所以彼得前书告诉我们说，我们来到主人面前，好像活死一样。
Therefore, in 1 Peter, we read that as we come in before the Lord as living stones。
要建造成为灵宫。
And we're being built up a spiritual house。
所以讲到建造教会的时候
，So as we talk about building up the church。
就神那一面来说，乃是他在我们身上做建造的工作。
On the side of God, it is God who is doing the building.
所以保罗说，我们是神所建造的房屋。
Therefore, Paul says that we are the houses built by God.
神是那个建造的工人。
And our God is the builder.
建造教会就在我们人这一面来说。
On the part of us, people being built up.
乃是说到我们的侍奉，我们的工作。
And we're talking about our service.
所以当一个人要进到侍奉里面的时候
，For a man to enter this service,
头一件事情乃是奉献自己。
First thing is to consecrate yourself.
所以我们看见出埃及记二十五章所启示的次序也是这样子。
And it says same thing in Exodus 25 in God's revealed word.
神乃是先启示，先说到要将礼物奉献给他。
First, God says, bring the offerings to him.
然后底下才说，当为我造圣所。
And then, next, God says, build me a sanctuary.
那就是讲到人的工作，人的侍奉。
And this speaks of man's work and man's ministry.
所以我们看见保罗在罗马书十二章在那里所启示出来的话，次序和新约是和旧约是一样的。
And we read the same sequence of God's word in Romans 12 being said by Paul.
他在那里说：“你们当将自己身体献上，当作活祭。”
There, Paul says that offering yourselves as a living sacrifice.
然后底下他才讲到教会的侍奉。
And then he next says all the service of the church.
在那里按着个人所得恩赐，在那里专一的侍奉。
And there we should serve solely according to all the gifts we receive.
所以在这里让我们看见，当一个当我们讲到侍奉的时候。
So here we see that as we talk about service,
我们要先讲到奉献。
First, we have to say things about consecration.
刚刚弟兄讲到说，我们要活为主而活。
Brother just said that we should live for our Lord.
怎么样为主而活？从哪里开始呢？
And how do we live for our Lord? Where do we start?
乃是把自己奉献给主。
That is first to consecrate yourself to the Lord.
所以弟兄，怎么今天人来到神面前侍奉的时候，头一件事情我们所要看见的
？So brothers and sisters, as we come before the Lord to serve Him, the first thing,
乃是把我们这些材料，把我们这个人奉献给主。
That we need to see is that to offer us as materials to our Lord.
所以保罗说，这样奉献是圣洁，是神所喜悦的。
And Paul said this kind of offering.As a holy as acceptable to God.
他说是你们如此侍奉是理所当然的。
And he says this is your reasonable service.
所以让我们看见一个没有奉献的人，他不可能有侍奉。
So a person who does not consecrate himself cannot really serve.
或是说不可能有个真实的侍奉，忠心的侍奉。
Or to say that you cannot serve truly and faithfully.
所以我们看见今天教会地上，教会在地上的难处是什么呢？
Now, as we see today's churches on earth, what are their problems?
为什么教会不容易被建立起来？
Why is that the churches are very hard to be built up?
好像神的心意那么大，那么好。
Why is it that although God's will is so wonderful, so glorious,
但是缺少材料。
But he lacks all the materials he needs.
因为人没有把自己奉献给神。
And it's all because men haven't consecrated themselves first to him.
所以我们看，如果是一个人没有把自己奉献给神，
so we see that if a person does not consecrate himself to God first,
没有经过奉献这个关口，
if he has never stepped over this consecration,
他也不知道为什么要服侍，为什么要建造神的家，
then he would not know why is it he has to serve, why is it he has to build up God's house.
所以我们今天看见许多的人在服侍的时候是怎么样的光景呢？
Let's now see how all many people, how their services are.
当一个人他说他有负担的时候，他就做一点。
It becomes like this. When a person is burdened, he says he wants to do something.
他有时间他就做一点。
He says, if I have time, I will serve.
等到他没有负担，他没有时间的时候，他就不做了，他就不服侍了。
When he doesn't have time, when his burden fades away, he doesn't serve.
所以弟兄姊妹，当一个人刚蒙恩得救的时候。
Brothers and sisters, as a person is just saved by grace,
我们不是说你要赶快做这个做那个。
We do not tell him or her that you should do this and that.
我们要先告诉他，先要把自己奉献给主。
We should tell this person that first consecrate yourself to the Lord.
然后我们才告诉他说，你当如何来服侍。
And then we tell this person how you should serve.
一个人若是没有把自己奉献给神，
So if a person does not consecrate himself to the Lord.
他不可能能够有一个美好服事讨神欢喜的服事。
It's impossible for him to have a wonderful and a pleasing service to God.
我们上次也提到说，一个人若是没有把自己奉献给神。
And last time we mentioned that if a person does not consecrate himself to God.
你刚才讲财务的奉献是没有用的。
It's useless to talk to him about financial offering.
除非一个人把自己先奉献给主。
Unless a person consecrates himself first to God.
然后再告诉他财务的奉献，他就可能做得到。
Then it's possible for a person to offer financial contribution.
所以我们看见在神话语启示的次序里面，先有奉献才有服事。
So we see in the sequence of God's revealed word, we do see this, first consecration and then service.
为什么我们要奉献呢？
And then why is it we need to consecrate?
那根据是什么？
And what's the foundation of it?
我想从圣经出埃及记里让我们看见，乃是根据神的救赎。
In Exodus we read, this is according to God's redemption.
我们在出埃及记十二章看见以色列百姓他们在那里怎样出埃及。
As we read in Exodus 12, we see how Israelites left Egypt.
神乃是借着羔羊的血。
It is through the blood of the lamb.
拯救那些以色列一切头生的牲畜和儿子。
God saved all the firstborns, men and livestock.
神保守了他们没有被灭命的使者杀害掉。
And God kept them all, not being destroyed by the angel of death.
所以到出埃及记十三章，我们就看见神在那里马上提到要将自己头生儿子分别为圣归给神。
So in Exodus 13, right away we see that the Lord said, consecrate the firstborn that broke the womb to him.
神在那里有四次说他是以大能的手把他们从埃及领出来。
Four times God said, I led you out of Egypt by my mighty hands.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们为什么要奉献自己给神呢？
So brothers and sisters, why is that we need to consecrate ourselves to God?
乃是根据主耶稣基督的救赎。
This is all based upon the Lord Jesus' redemption.
所以奉献乃是基督徒开始过属灵生活侍奉的一个开始。
So consecration is the very beginning of a spiritual journey to serve God.
因为在那里我们看见乃是主用重价把我买赎回来的。
Because right there we see that we were bought at a great price by God.
我们不再是自己的人，乃是属于主的人。
So we're no longer people of ourselves, but we belong to God.
所以主拯救我们，救赎我们是为了什么呢？
And for what purpose that the Lord saves us?
那是要我们来服侍他。
It's just because he wants us to serve him.
因为我们是重价所买赎回来，是一个奴仆，是主的仆人。
Since we were bought at a price, we're bond servants of the Lord.
所以只有当一个人奉献给主的时候，他看见在这里有一个关系，乃是一个主人和仆人的关系。
Only a consecrated person will see a relationship here between the master and the servant.
所以奉献也是说到一个主权的转移。
Now, consecration also speaks.King of the transferring of the autonomy.
人借着奉献来表明，来承认我是主的仆人。
through the consecration, a man admits that he is a servant of God.
我要顺服他, 我要讨他欢喜,
I want to please him, I want to obey him.
所以当一个人奉献的时候, 奉献给主以后, 他就看见他自己的身份地位是什么?
After a person consecrates himself, he will see what his status is.
他才能好好在服侍, 建造教会。
And there he can really serve and God and build up the church.
我们看见今天许多人在公司上班,
Now today we see so many people work.
为什么他们那么尽心努力在那做事呢?
Why do they work so hard to do whatever they can at work?
因为他们知道他们上面有老板。
Because they all know they have their bosses above them.
他们不过是一个仆人而已。
They are simply servants.
他看见他自己的身份是一个仆人。
And so they see their status as a servant.
他在公司里做事, 他只能照着老板所指示吩咐他的事情去做。
They can only do the things that their bosses tell them to do.
他不会说来到公司他就决定他自己要做什么就做什么。
They would never come to a company and say, I want to do whatever I want to.
或是说他到公司以后他不做他就坐在那边, 他就可以坐在那边。
Or they could just simply come to the company and then sitting there doing nothing as they wish.
因为他知道在那里有一个主人, 他不过是一个仆人而已。
Because they know there is a boss there and they're simply servants.
他之所以在努力工作呢, 是要讨他主人的, 老板的欢喜。
The reason they're working so hard is simply to please their bosses.
但是为什么今天在神的教会里面, 为什么许多人的服事就不像在公司做事那么尽心努力呢?
Then why is it when people come to the church as they serve, they do not work as diligently as they work?
为什么那心智态度是完全不一样的?
For their companies, why is their attitude is so different?
因为在那里他没有看见, 或者说在那里他没有把自己奉献给主。
Because there they do not consecrate themselves first, they do not see it.
他没有看见在这里也是一个主人跟仆人的关系。
They do not see that the relationship in the church is also a relationship of masters and servants.
所以当一个人在教会服事的时候, 当他把自己奉献给主,
So as a person serves in the church after he consecrates himself,
他就认识到原来他是一个仆人。
He understands that he is simply a servant.
他在这里只能顺从主的话。
He can only obey the Lord's word.
他在这里没有自己一个决定, 没有自己的想法。
And he doesn't have his own decision. He doesn't have his own thoughts.
他在这里没有自由。
There he has no freedom.
不像在公司一样, 不是说做了到中午他就觉得他想要回家, 他就回家了。
It's just like when you work for a company. It's not at noontime. If you like, you simply go home.
因为他在那里, 他知道他没有自由。
Because in a company, you know, you don't have freedom.
时间没有到, 他不敢回去。
When the time is not up, you simply cannot go home.
甚至时间到了, 他也还不能回去, 他还要继续留下来做一些事情。
Sometimes when the time is up, you're still staying behind to work.
因为他知道在那里有个老板, 一个主人。
Because there you know that you have a boss.
所以弟兄姊妹, 一个人必须要看见自己是一个仆人。
So brothers and sisters, let's all see that we are servants.
我们最近礼拜查经讲到哥林多前书, 保论到自由的事情。
Now, Friday night's Bible study, we talk about freedom, as Paul said in 1 Corinthians.
神借主耶稣基督的救赎, 拯救我们, 释放了我们。
Through the Lord Jesus' redemption, God has released us and saved us.
叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
So we are no longer slaves to sin.
叫我们在基督里面享受那个自由。
Instead, in Christ, we enjoy all the freedom.
享受在基督里面一切丰富的恩典。
Enjoy all the fullness and grace in Jesus Christ.
我们为了神所赐给我们这些恩典，我们要感谢神。
We should thank God for all the grace that He has given us.
我们的确是一个自由人。
Yes, we are free.
我们不再受罪的辖制，死亡不再控制我们。
We're no longer bound by sin, and death has no communion over us.
今天世界许多风俗习惯潮流不能再捆绑我们。
So all the world's fashions, fads, and ties cannot bind us.
的确，我们是一个蒙拯救得释放的一个自由人。
So we are people saved and set free.
所以保罗他说，凡事我都可惜。
Therefore, Paul says, I can do all things.
我做什么事都是合法的。
Everything are lawful for me.
都没有限制的。
And I'm not being restricted by them.
没有人可以辖制我。
Nobody can set a limit on me.
但是我们看见保罗为了要服侍主, 他成为一个不自由的人。
But we see that Paul, because he wanted to serve God, he became a person without freedom.
所以弟兄姊妹, 这是一个很基本的一个真理。
So brothers and sisters, this is such a fundamental truth.
只有一个人奉献自己给神。
Only when a person first consecrated himself to God,
that
he can actually enter into service.
他在这里看见自己不在，一面是一个自由的人。
So right there, he sees himself on the one hand as a not a free man.
是一个自由的人。
A free man.
但是另外一方面，他也看见他是一个不自由的人。
On the other hand, he also sees himself not a free man.
保罗说他是为主被囚的。
Paul says that he is a prisoner of the Lord.
他这句话不仅是讲到他那一天是被关在罗马监狱里面。
He's not only talking about that he is imprisoned in a Roman jail.
他之所以会被关在罗马监狱里面，成为不自由的人。
The reason that he is being imprisoned and become a person without freedom.
那是因为他先成为主耶稣基督的奴仆。
As first, because he's a prisoner of Christ Jesus,
成为一个不自由的人,
he's already a man without freedom.
他才会下监狱,
and later on, he suffered much and being thrown into the Roman jail. Because he's a man without freedom.
用什么今天许多人在那边讲自由,
Brothers and sisters, today so many people are talking about being free.
集权国家里面那些百姓要争取更多的自由。
In all those totalitarian countries, people are striving hard to seek this freedom.
言论自由, 政治自由, 宗教自由。
And free speech and free freedom to come to get in politics and also to be gathered together.
在这个自由世界里面，还是很多人还是在那争取自由。
Even in this free world, still there are so many people are fighting for freedom.
他们盼望得到更多的自由，他们觉得现在自由还不够，不够自由。
They want to have more freedom because they feel they're not free enough.
他们盼望能够生活在一种完全不受限制，可以随他自己意思做任何事情的一个环境、一个社会。
They want to live in a society, in a certain environment that they could do anything they want without any restraint.
每一个人都盼望做一个自由人。
Every person wants to be free.
没有一个人盼望自己是一个不自由的人，受限制、被捆绑的一个人。
No one wants to be a person without freedom, being constrained, being restricted.
但是圣经里面却有一种不自由。
But in the Bible, it tells us of this not having freedom.
是我们所要羡慕得着的。
And this is exactly the thing that we long for and we seek after.
愿意作为成为主的奴仆。
That is, we long to become the prisoner of the Lord.
所以我们可以看见主耶稣拯救我们从那个罪和死亡捆绑里面，不自由环境里面把我们拯救出来。
We see that the Lord Jesus has set us free from this bondage of sin, from this environment of not being free.
那是要把我们带到另外一种不自由里面。
And he is leading us into another area where we do not have freedom.
成为他奴仆来服侍他。
That is, we will all become prisoners of him to serve.
所以当一个人把自己奉献给主的时候，他就知道他是一个不自由的人。
So after a person consecrates himself to the Lord, he knows that he is not free anymore.
因为怎么样，当你在服侍的时候，有没有常感觉到你是一个不自由的人？
Brothers and sisters, as you serve, do you often feel that you are not a free man?
还是你觉得你是非常自由的？
Or you feel you're so free?
没有人可以要求你做什么，没有人可以规定你做什么。
Nobody can have any demand or ask you to do anything.
你要做就做，不做就也没有人可以敢管你。
If you want to do it, you do it. If you don't, nobody will say a word.
还是你常常觉得你在服事里面常常受很多的限制。
Or do you feel in your service you're often restricted by so many restraints?
很多的不自由。
And this is so much unfree.
很多时候你不想做，但是不得不做。
And many things you don't want to do, but you have to do them.
正如保罗所说的，他说我传福音是不得已的。
And just as Paul says that, it's mandatory that I have to preach the a gospel.
不得已就是他没有办法，他是没有自由的。
It tells us that he doesn't have any freedom.
他必须要传的。
He has to preach it.
他不传也不行。
He just has to do that.
因为他是被主得来，就是要为了传福音的。
Because he's being attained by God simply for the sake of preaching the gospel.
用什么？若是一个人在服事里面没有常常觉得是一个不自由的人。
So brothers and sisters, in your service, if you often do not feel you are unfree,
那说明我们还没有把自己奉献给主。
That tells us that you haven't consecrated yourself to God.
你觉得你在教会里面、服事里面，你觉得自由自在的。
If you feel so carefree, so free in all your church services,
没有人敢讲你什么,
and nobody would say any word to you.
若是人稍微讲一点, 你就不高兴, 你就自由离开了,
or if somebody do dare to say a word to you and you're so unhappy, you just take off.
因为你知道你没有人可以管你, 没有人可以限制你。
And you know that nobody should have any control over you.
弟兄姊妹, 这说明我们没有把自己奉献给主。
Brothers and sisters, this only tells us this. We haven't consecrated ourselves to the
所以弟兄姊妹,
Lord yet.
我们需要告诉那些刚得救的弟兄姊妹们, 开头就要先把自己奉献给主。
So let's tell all the brothers and sisters who are just being saved that first you have to consecrate yourself to the Lord.
所以我们看见当以色列百姓他们把财物把那些材料送到神面前来的时候,
So as we see it here, all the Israelites, after they brought over all the materials,
神说甘心乐意的你们就可以收下。
And God says, if they do this freely with their heart, receive them.
表明说这个奉献是甘心乐意的。
So this consecration should be freely given.
甘心就是一个自由的心。
Now this willingly means you have a free heart.
这个奉献不是勉强的，不是不得已的。
It's a free will. It's not done by compulsion.
为什么他们能够甘心乐意的奉献呢？
Why is it freely and willingly they want to consecrate themselves?
因为他们看见神永远心意。
Because they've seen God's eternal purpose.
因为他们看见神有一个极荣耀一个目的。
They've seen God's glorious will there.
有个极大极荣耀工作在那里, 要借着百姓来成全。
They've seen this glorious work that God has to be accomplished by God's people.
因为他们看见他们自己是蒙救赎的百姓。
Because they actually see they are people redeemed by God.
所以这不仅是一个甘心的奉献, 这也是一个爱的奉献。
So this is not only a willing consecration, but also a consecration of love.
他们被这个爱所抓住了。
Because they're gripped so tightly by this love.
他们愿意成为爱的一个俘虏。
They're willing to become the prisoners of love.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见圣经里面讲到有个非常美丽的故事。
So brothers and sisters, we see this beautiful story in the Bible.
讲到希伯来人那些做奴隶的人。
It speaks of all those Hebrew servants.
他们在主人家里服侍了六年。
These slaves, after they serve in their master's house 6 years,
主人必须把他们释放, 让他们得自由离去。
And the Lord, the masters could set them free.
但是这些做奴仆的人,
but all these slaves,
他们因着爱主人的缘故,
because they love their masters,
他们不愿意离开主人的家,
they do not want to leave their master's house.
他们不愿意离开主人家到这个世界里面成为自由人。
They do not want to leave their master's house to become free men in the world.
他们愿意继续留在主人家成为一个不自由的人，继续服侍他的主人。
They're willing to become not free to serve their masters in their houses.
不是主人要求他。
It's not that the masters demanded them.
不是主人好像不甘心又把他抓住。
It's not that the master is being so unwillingly
they
try to seek after them to force them to stay.
那是那这些希伯来奴仆，他们因着爱主的缘故，他们愿意留下。
But it is because that these Hebrew slaves, because of their love for their masters, they wanted to stay.
他们甘心服侍他的主人。
And willingly, freely, they wanted to serve their masters.
继续成为一个不自由的人。
They want to continue to become not free.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都盼望成为主人奴隶。
Now, brothers and sisters, all of us long for becoming the slaves of the Lord.
成为一个主的 爱的奴隶,
we want to become the slaves of the Lord's love.
不是主勉强我们,
it's not being compulsed by the Lord, being demanded.
看见因着他爱我们的缘故,
but it's because that we see that he loved us.
因着他舍命流血的缘故,
it is because the fact that he shed his blood, he gave himself for us.
我们愿意把自己奉献给主,
and we're willing to consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
当我们有这样的心思, 我们在服侍的时候, 我们里面也是充满了个自由。
When we have this mind, then when we come to serve, we are actually being filled with freedom.
一面来说好像是不自由的人。
On the one hand, we're not free.
事实上他们才是真正自由的人。
But actually, they are truly free men.
那些不愿在神的家里好好服侍的人，他们反而成为不自由、受捆绑的人。
All those who do not want to serve well in God's house have become those people who are being bound, who are not free at all.
他们仍然受这个世界的捆绑辖制。
Because they are bound by this world.
他们仍然跟着世界潮流在那走。
They simply follow the tide of the world.
由不得他们自己。
And they couldn't help it.
他们乃是真正受捆绑的人。
They are the people who are actually being bound.
反而成为不自由的人。
They become people without freedom.
弟兄姊妹，我们盼望做一个真正自由的人吗？
So brothers and sisters, do we really want to become free men?
这个世界影响不到我们。
So that the world has no effect on us.
这个罪不能够再捆绑我们。
So that the sin cannot bind us.
许多世界上事物不能够再辖制我们。
So that we won't be restricted, confined by the worldly affairs.
许多人看为美好事不能够再影响我们。
So many things people think are wonderful will not have any impact on us.
我们要从这许多限制里，这世界许多环境限制里面，我们得自由释放出来。
And we can actually break free from all these worldly things.
我们能够在神的家里面来服侍主，来建造神的家。
So that we can serve Him in His house to build up His house.
弟兄姊妹，这才是一个真正自由的人。
Brothers and sisters, these are the free men.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到教会建造的时候，我们实在需要回到那个最基本的那个根基上。
So brothers and sisters, as we talk about the building of the church, that's all come to the very basic foundation.
把自己奉献给主。
That is to consecrate yourself to the Lord.
然后底下就看见就有的侍奉。
And next we will see the service follows.
人才知道如何来侍奉神。
And next we will see how people know how to serve God.
因为他在那里看见他不过是一个仆人而已。
Because there they see they are simply slaves, servants.
他在那里不能随己意来做事情。
There they cannot do whatever they wish.
他愿意受主的约束。
Instead, they are restrained by the Lord.
他愿意照着主的话在那里
And they're willing to do according to God's word.
只有这样的人才能够成为真的神教会的建造的材料。
Only a person like this could really become the real material which could be used to build up the church.
许多的神的儿女把自己奉献给神，成为教会的材料。
After so many of God's children first consecrate themselves to God to become the materials usable.
我们就看见神在那里开始建造的工作。
Then we see God starts His building work.
人在那里才有真正的一个侍奉的开始。
And there we see the true beginning of man's service.
弟兄姊妹，特别对刚信主的，或者说年幼的弟兄姊妹们。
Now to those brothers and sisters who just believe in the Lord, to those who are young in the Lord.
我们一开始在走属灵道路的时候，这是一个最基本的功课要学的。
Let me remind you that this is the very fundamental work that we have to master when we start our spiritual journey.
所以圣经告诉我们说，年少的人负轭是好的。
So the Bible tells us that it is good for the young people to bear yoke.
一个人年纪轻轻的就把自己奉献给主。
If a person when he is young,And is able to consecrate himself to the Lord.
成为一个不自由的人。
And he is able to become a person without freedom.
神在这个人身上就开始有了工作。
Then can the Lord start working in this person?
来建造他，来雕塑他。
Then can the Lord, sculpture this person? Can try to reform him.
最后才能够成为神合用的器皿。
And eventually, this person will be conformed to a vessel useful for him.
所以弟兄姊妹，巴不得每一个人。这是愿意把自己奉献给主。
Oh, brothers and sisters, if only each one of us is willing to consecrate ourselves to Him.
愿意为主而缘故。
And for the sake of the Lord.
成为不自由的人。
We are willing to become not free.
因着主的爱抓住了我们。
And this is all because of the Lord's love has so much grasped us.
因着主付上极重的代价把我们买赎回来。
And because of the great price that the Lord has paid to redeem us.
这是我们奉献的一个根据。
And this should be the foundation of our service.
这是我们奉献的一个原因。
And this should be the sole reason for our consecration.
因为他用他自己的生命，用他自己的血把我们买赎回来归给他。
Because it is through his very own life, through his very own precious blood that he redeemed us.
我们不再是自己的人，乃是属于主的人。
So we are no longer people of our own, but we belong to the Lord.
巴不得神借着他的话再次来鼓励我们，坚固我们。
Oh, if only the Lord would encourage us and strengthen us through His own word.
我们盼望在这里有一个美好的建造。
So that we would have this wonderful building up of the church here.
必须把我们自己奉献给主。
And the very first and foremost thing is to consecrate ourselves.
好像在这里有许多建造的材料。
So that all these building materials.
让神在这里能够工作。
Could be formed that God can actually work in our midst.
最后能够让他永远的心意能够成就在这里。
So in the end, His eternal purpose will be done in us.
让他荣耀充满在他教会里面。
And His glory will fill all His church.
让求神恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us all.
请听到做些事。
Brother, would you please conclude this message with a prayer?
我们一起低头。
Your head bow, please.
好，亲爱的父神，我们实在是要低头在你面前敬拜。
Dear Father God, we bow our heads and we worship you.
你在我们这些众儿女的身上的荣旨意，真是有何等的荣耀。
Because your purpose in among all your children is so glorious.
我们虽然出自泥土。
Although we are from the dust.
但是借着在你儿子宝血。
But through the cleansing of your Son's precious blood,
我们在基督的面前却成了活石。
Before Jesus Christ, we all become living stones.
啊，父神，你不仅仅是停止在这里。
Our Father God, not only would you stop right here,
你还要把我们一同建造成你的灵宫。
But you will build us up as a spiritual house of yours.
我们只能是低头敬拜。
Oh, Father, we could only bow our heads and worship.
因为我们是何等的不配。
How much unworthy we are.
但是你的旨意已经这样定了。
But you have determined your will.
你的旨意就一定能成就。
And your will shall stand.
我们今天一同被建造。
Today as we are being built up together.
不仅仅是一位个别的个人。
Not only would we be built individually.
你把我们放在教会中一同被建造。
All together, corporately, you put us in the church to be built up.
建造成你自己的灵宫。
To become your very own spiritual house.
我们更要感谢你。
We want to give thanks to you even more.
教会实在是你的旨意。
Because the church is truly your purpose.
教会实在是你的所爱。
The church truly is your beloved.
教会的建造。
And the building of the church.
你没有把它突然地留在人的手中。
Will never be left in vain in man's heart, hands.
从始至终一直在你自己的手中。
But from the beginning to the end, this building up is in your hand.
蓝图出于你自己。
The blueprint is from yourself.
这个蓝图就是你自己的宝贝的儿子耶稣基督。
And this blueprint is your very precious beloved son, Jesus Christ.
你也没有在你的儿子之外寻找建造的材料。
And apart from your son, Christ Jesus, you're not looking for any materials to build up the church.
这材料也是你自己的儿子耶稣基督。
So the materials are also your son, Jesus Christ.
我们这些蒙恩的儿女领受了你自己儿子生命的儿女一同来感谢你。
All those of us who are saved by your grace, who have received your son's life, we simply give our thanks to you.
因为实在是借着你儿子的救赎，我们今天在你教会的建造上有份。
Truly through your son's redemption that we today we have become partakers of your church's building.
我们也成了那材料中的一份。
And we have all become one part of the whole materials.
这材料不再是我们的老我。
So, and these materials are not our old self.
乃是我们每个人里边的耶稣基督。
But the Jesus Christ which indwells in each one of us.
我们实在是要恳求神。
Oh Lord, we implore you.
求你真实在我们每一个人的身上做工。
That you work in each one of us.
把我们自己炼净。
Purge each one of us.
把我们的老我烧尽。
Burn out all our old selves.
只留下属你儿子耶稣基督的那一份。
Only those which belong to your son Jesus Christ could be left.
实在是出于你自己的，最后也归于你自己。
Because everything that is from you will eventually goes back to you.
唯有出自你自己生命的那一份能够被你所使用。
Only the part that comes from your life can be used by you.
让我们知道，这个的第一步乃是我们自己 学会学开始一个奉献的生活。
Oh, let us all learn this, that the very first step is to lead a consecrated life.
我们不但以你成为我们自己的救主。
Not only would you become our savior.
也作为我们生命的主宰。
But also you will become the master of our life.
让我们完全的归给你。
So that we'll be totally consecrated to you.
让我们在我们的身上彰显的只有你自己。
So that what we manifest in us is you alone.
谢谢神。
God, we thank you.
谢谢你这样的荣耀的旨意在我们的身上。
We thank you for your glorious will which is in us.
帮助我们，让我们能够让你的旨意在我们身上成就。
Oh, do help us so that your will be done in us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen.